Everyone, so since this is our last ever podcast, daily podcast, we thought we would share some of our experience and our learnings about doing a daily podcast, because this has been quite an experiment for us, hasn't it?
Yeah, I have to say I was a little nervous at first, but I'm glad we've managed to get through them.
So we've got 12 tips for you about, you know, what we've learned about podcasting. So
yeah, we hope this helps anyone else that might want to give it a shot, and we highly encourage you to do so. Number one, it helps to have a plan.
You see? See? I totally win on that one.
I'll concede to Kate on that one for sure. It's nice to have a few notes jotted down and not just start from absolute scratch.
Number two, related to that, have a very simple structure with a few topics off schedule and stick to it.
Cool. Number three, I have to say it's helped. We do it for yourself, not for who you think is listening. I know that's the opposite of what you're supposed to do when developing products, but it keeps us from getting too stressed out about it and helps us just have fun and keep our hearts in it.
Number four, install Audioboo on your iPhone. It's been great, or well, whatever phone you've got. It's been great. I mean, for example, we're just sitting here in a trailer park in Austin to be able to do this on the go. It's just been fantastic. Even though there are quite a few limitations with Audioboo, still do it.
Yeah. Number five, as Kate mentioned, don't be afraid to record a podcast on the go. You don't have to take it too seriously or carve out formal time, whether we were waiting in line for our iPad 2s or sometimes in the morning. Sorry to admit, we were still getting dressed.
Okay, Jess is getting dressed.
No, whatever. You didn't need to know that, but sometimes we were in a rush and we still managed to get it recorded.
Yeah, whenever we got free time, like, you know, 5 minutes here and there. Okay, number six, stand up. Even though, ironically, we're sitting down right now. But most of the time, we actually stood up. And that helps you project your voice and get your point across quicker.
Yeah, number seven, be disciplined. Bring Kate with you and she'll make sure you get it done.
Virtual Kate.
Yeah, virtual Kate. Don't skip a day. You'll just get overwhelmed and it'll be hard to carry on. So stick to it, get something recorded, and don't worry about being a perfectionist.
Number eight, make a record of what you've talked about so that you could blog and tweet about it easier. I'm laughing about this because sometimes when you just talk about stuff and when you come to blog about it later on, to let people know, it makes it so much quicker if you made some notes of it, rather than having to listen to the whole thing and then make notes about what you did talk about.
Yeah, we don't really have any idea what we've said so far. We'll listen and find out. Number nine, make eye contact with the person you're talking to.
Eye contact.
I know you guys can't tell, but it helps us keep our energy up and just laugh and smile behind the scenes.
Number 10, it helps to have a buddy with you, especially when you're flagging. I mean, there have been a couple of days, which I think people might have noticed that, you know, it's been hard going, so have a buddy.
Yeah, number 11, make a note of things while you're on the go during the day so you can remember to mention them later. For example, all the great puns and all the terrible puns, or just funny things you learn so you don't forget to mention them.
And remember, the more alcohol you think you're going to drink, make sure you write them down. As in, write the stuff down that you're going to talk about later on, because you're not fit and remember. Number 12, last one. It's really exciting when someone gives us feedback. And it's been so much fun seeing people blog and tweet about us.
Oh, it's totally made our week. We're so surprised every time someone gives us a mention. So thank you so much.
And talking about thank yous, well, this is our last podcast. So we would just want to thank a couple of people for making this trip awesome and making this podcast awesome.
Yeah. So, well, we hope. Thanks so much to you and Spence who prepared us for our trip and encouraged us to get on with podcasting and just shared so many tips with us. Also, thanks a lot to Kim and Kevin Bacon.
Go, Kevin.
Kim gave us a lot of feedback too, which cheered us up and just been wonderful, wonderful hosts. And thanks, Dad, for having good friends.
Well, I want to thank my mom because she actually sorted quite a few things out for me, and also Scottish Enterprise who helped us out in funding the trip. And as much fun as we've had here, I have had a lot of work done. Just thought I'd reinforce that.
Oh,
it's been a lot of work.
That's very true. Thanks so much to everyone who's listened, and thanks so much to Michael as well. We're going to end with a big yeehaw.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw!